set a reminder on your phone to go ding, ding, ding every day at a specific time. And either it says, how are you doing towards your goals today? Or how are you doing towards your healthiest, happiest you? Or whatever you want it to say. One thing that I really like is giving myself on that reminder to do something that's very actionable that is in alignment with me reaching all of those goals.
Welcome to the Balancing Hormones Naturally podcast. This is your podcast host, Leah Brueggemann. I am a functional diagnostic nutritional practitioner. Here you are going to get actionable steps you can take today to start balancing your hormones naturally so that you can maximize your menstrual cycle for painless periods, more energy, and weight loss. Let's dive on in.
Hey, ladies. We are going to be talking about New Year's goals, New Year's resolutions, setting your year up for success with hormones, all that kind of stuff. So I am not recording this in January, but it's coming out in January. So I have not set mine for the year. But to be honest, I kind of feel like I reevaluate every quarter. So we'll see where we're at by the time January comes. But if you want me to make one of what mine are going to be, let me know. Overshare my life. Why not? So we are going to cover a few different things, a little out of the box ideas. I pride myself on being slightly out of the box. It may not be out of the box completely. I don't know. We'll see. But I just think that the typical things that you hear, like set all these big goals and then, you know, you jump right in the new year, new year, new you. And then everybody stops by January 18th, or at least by February. I don't want you to be that statistic. I want you to be successful. I want you to see the results. So some of these are going to be the tried and true. And some of them are going to be new to you, I believe. So number one, what I highly recommend doing is working kind of backwards. Okay. So let's get a journal out, and if you want to listen all the way through and then like come back and do this, that's fine. Get a journal out. And I want you to write 2024 on the top. And I want you to write down everything that went well. I want you to write down everything you're celebrating. I want you to write down everything you're proud of. I want you to write down everything that you accomplished. I want you to write down all of the habits that you established. Just put it all down. Brain dump it. Okay. And then on the other side of the paper, we're still in 2024. I want you to write where you feel things could have gone better in different areas, or where maybe you struggled a little bit with, where you wanted to have a little bit more support. So first we write down what went well, what we did. Boom. Okay. Then once you have all that, you're going to flip over another page. And 2025. And I want you to vision cast here. So I want you to go all the way to 2025 December. And your healthiest, happiest, most content, at peace self, what does that look like? Write that all down. Whether that's like what your hair looks like, kind of car you drive, what your health looks like, what kind of clothes you wear, what kind of drinks you drink. Just write it all down. Like, what does the healthiest you look like at the end of 2025? Okay. And then when you have all that, this is going to take some time, by the way. Set aside like a good hour to do this. Then I want you to go through and I want you to write down what habits does the healthiest you in 2025 have. At the end of 2025, and you wrote down what the healthiest you looks like, what the happiest you looks like, most content you, what are her habits? I mean, just think about it. Just like, what kind of habits does she have? And so then once you have all of that, then I want you to sit and write down and be like, okay, those habits are your goals for 2025. When it comes to your health. Okay. Now, you're not going to start those in January 1st, 2025. Okay, so you have that all written down. Okay. Now, I want you to break it up. Like, you look at these habits. I want you to break it up by probably quarters. I think that would be easiest. Months, if that works better for you. Okay. So obviously not all of these habits are going to be established tomorrow, right? They're not going to happen that way. They need to stack on each other. And I know you guys are listening to this a little bit later than January 1st. So I still want you to do it. I still want you to like sit back and reevaluate. I think it's really important. Okay. So once you have all of that, I want you to look at what these habits are. So what your goals are. And I want you to separate them. Be like, okay, look for the first easy win. Okay. So let's say you have 10 habits that you want to start incorporating. I want you to look for the first easy win. And you're going to stick that in January. If you're doing it by quarter, you're going to need to pick a couple. If you're doing it by month, you only need to pick one. And I want you to then order them out. Be like, okay, this month I'm working on this. And then the next month I'm going to be adding this. And then the next month I'm going to be adding this, and so on and so forth. So write that all out. Okay. And then let's look at our first month or our first quarter and figure out how we're going to add this new habit in. Okay. Now, this is where the levels comes in. This is what I teach all of my clients, and I find it incredibly helpful to have level one, level two, level three. Okay. So let's say you have these new habits that you're trying to instill. Level one is bare minimum. I mean, nothing went right today. Everything went wrong. Your house caved in. Okay. I really hope that doesn't happen to you, but you know, all of the things. Level one would be you still can go check mark. I did it. I accomplished my day. I'm going to bed saying you won. Now, this can be level one for some people is like making sure they drink a glass of water before bed, drinking their lemon water, getting in some silence, going outside for 5 minutes, like whatever it is. Like, I just want you to think of a really, really, really bad day. And what part of that habit, what part of that goal could you still accomplish? You don't have to do everything, just one part, okay? And then the next one, level two is obviously everything but level one. Everything in level one, sorry, and then a little bit more, okay? And then when you have that, level three is like everything in the kitchen sink, okay? You crushed it. You got everything. Check, 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 check. Everything got done on your habit list. Okay. So I like to have those because what happens when you have a really rough day, decision fatigue sets in and we go, oh, I don't know what to do. I don't want to do anything. I can't do this. I don't know what to accomplish. And we do nothing. But if you already have it set, when there is a bad day, I revert to level one. You already have it. You can still win your day. You can still walk away. You can still go to sleep going, yeah, okay, I did something. Because that is so helpful for our mind to continually keep that promise to ourselves. Because if you're someone that sets all these big goals and you've never kept them in the past, your brain knows that like once you've done this for 1, 2, 3 weeks, whatever your pattern is, you're going to stop and you're going to do that again. So instead, you are setting yourself up for success to make a new pattern, because making a new pattern isn't going to be easy. It's going to be hard. You have to make literally a new pathway. You have to teach your brain. You have to teach your body something else. I keep promises to myself. And I know that you're like, well, I keep promises. What do you mean? You probably keep promises to other people, but you probably don't keep promises to yourself. How many times do you say, oh yeah, I'm going to drink all my water today? And you don't. Oh, I'm going to work out this many days a week. And you don't. Oh, I'm going to eat this type of food every day to detox estrogen. And you don't. I'm going to go to bed at this time. And you don't. You aren't keeping promises to yourself. I bet you brush your teeth every morning. I know I brush my teeth every morning and I brush them every single night. And something that I changed over in my wellness holistic routine a long time ago was toothpaste.
I didn't want fluoride in my toothpaste, but I also really wanted to not get cavities. And I also really wanted my breath to smell good. And I also really wanted my teeth to be whitened by my toothpaste and all of the things. I was asking a lot of my toothpaste. And I would get one or the other, but I could never get all of them in the same toothpaste until I tried Wellness toothpaste, which if you haven't tried them, you're going to want to after this. So I use the Fresh Mint Whitening toothpaste from Wellness, and I've been using them for years. This is not something new to me, but I'm so happy that they're partnering with us. They are fluoride free and they use a naturally occurring mineral that makes your tooth enamel stronger, basically. So it's a non-toxic version of fluoride and it's called hydroxyapatite. I'm sorry, you guys, that word kills me every time, but I'm getting better at it. And the reason why I chose Wellness over others is because they have small particle hydroxyapatite, not nano. And the reason why is I don't actually want nano because I don't want it crossing that blood-brain barrier. So I want small particle. And it's actually very rare to find this in toothpaste. They either just don't have it or they have nano. And I don't want nano. So took me a while, but I found it. Wellness is amazing. They have small particle, like I said. They also have aloe vera that eliminates disease-causing bacteria, and they have green tea powder, which helps combat bad breath, and it eliminates all of the gross bacteria that you don't want in your mouth, which is important because our gut microbiome starts in our mouth. It starts with our oral microbiome. So I use the Fresh Mint. You will actually notice a difference in the whitening in your teeth, and my kids use the strawberry, and they love that one. I also have their floss, which is great. So you have to go through their link to get the discount. But if you just go to wellness.com/Leah, you'll be able to get up to 20% off your whitening toothpaste. So that's wellness.com/Leah. Go through the link and you will be able to grab your toothpaste. We always treat ourselves the worst in terms of that. Like, we keep promises to everybody else. We show up for everybody else, but we don't show up for ourselves. That chains. You're going to do it this year. You're going to show up for yourself. Okay? So write down your levels so that you're already setting yourself up for success to show up for yourself. Okay? So that's number one. That's what we're starting with. Okay? Do your levels. Okay? Now, the next thing that I would do is figure out how you can habit stack these new habits. Okay? Now, this can be so many things. So for me, I have a really hard time remembering to take my binder. And so I put it on my dresser next to my water so I can take it first thing in the morning before I go brush my teeth, before I do anything. So I have time then between my binder and eating breakfast. Because before I was like, oh, you know, I'm going to keep my binder with the rest of my supplements. It's fine. But I never remembered to take it. And I was like, my binder is not doing anybody any good in the pantry. So that was a habit stack that I did because I always drank my water in the morning that was on the dresser. So then I added the binder to that. Another way habit stacking I have, I'm just thinking of like hard to take supplements for some reason right now. Same thing with binder. I'll have clients put it next to their toothbrush. That you're going to brush your teeth, take your binder before you go to bed. So that's an easy one. Maybe you always drink your coffee in the morning. Okay. Could you have it said drinking a glass of water before your coffee if that's one of your habits? Or maybe your habit is to have more silence or to have more quiet time. So maybe when your food is cooking, you don't turn on a podcast. You don't turn on YouTube. You don't turn on any noise. It's just you in silence. You in silence. Okay? So those are some things that I would start with in terms of habit stacking. Is it doesn't have to be rocket science. Just think of something else you already do that you could stack it with. Because the idea is to make this start to become automatic so you don't have to remember. It's just something like brushing your teeth, okay? So that's what I would do. And then this one, for some reason, always takes, like, people don't always do this right away, but
I want you to go back to your journal where you have your healthiest, happiest self that you journaled out what she looks like, what she has, what she does, all of that. And I want you to go find pictures of that and make like a collage vision board. And you can put it as the background of your phone if you don't want to do that, because you like your kids to be on the background of your phone. Just save it somewhere, like save it in a photo. I know that you can actually, you can pin a photo at the top of your photos. And so every time you open your photos, that's like the first thing that pops up. So that would be a good way to continually remind yourself of that. Because we have to keep our vision here. We have to keep it up in front of our eyes. Otherwise, you just forget. I would, and you can do this right now, set a reminder on your phone to go ding, ding, ding every day at a specific time. And either it says, how are you doing towards your goals today? Or how are you doing towards your healthiest, happiest you? Or whatever you want it to say. One thing that I really like is giving myself on that reminder to do something that's very actionable, that is in alignment with me reaching all of those goals. So for example, maybe it's one of my goals is you are going to be a more connected friend. So it will be like text somebody on your list. So that's that reminder because I need that. I forget things, but I know that that's one of my goals. And so I have a reminder to do it. Okay. So that's what I would highly recommend doing. And then I love dopamine wins. I love games. I love prizes. I love winning. So make a game out of it. You can pull out the note section of your phone and I want you to write down like things that you're wanting, like whether it's maybe a new journal, a nice pen, a new type of tea, a new hair product, a non-toxic skincare, a red light face mask. I don't know, whatever it is that you want. And you have that out. And then I want you to go ahead and write down like what you're going to like for your goals, what you're going to quantify them as per week. Okay. So like if one of your goals is to get so many workouts in, okay, every time you get a workout in, you get this many points. Every time you get your water in for the day, you get this many points. Every time you take your supplements, you get this many points. Every time you have a balanced meal, you get this many points. And then give each one of your prizes a certain amount of points. And so then every week or every month, you can do add up all your points and you can check in and be like, I did it. Like I get to buy, you know, a new journal. I get to do this because I got this many points. So I'm big at like those little dopamine wins. So I really like that one. I just think it's nice. Okay. The next thing that I would highly recommend to sticking with goals and just all around doing all of this is use your period, your monthly period as your check-in. Okay. So already your period is designed when you're bleeding, you become more reflective, you go inwards. And so I highly recommend to set aside time. And I want you to make this a beautiful thing. Okay. So often we look at these periods as like, oh, my period and oh, it sucks and blah, 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 blah. No. This is such a beautiful thing. Okay. It's a sign of your health. It's a sign of your vitality. It's your fifth vital sign. It tells you how everything's going with your health. It's such a beautiful thing to have. Okay. So I want you to have every time your period starts, anytime in the first 3 days, I want you to set aside time to do this. If you aren't about baths while you're on your period, do a foot soak, magnesium, potassium, baking soda. I love those foot soak. Okay. I want you to just set aside this pamper time for your period. Okay. You're not going to work out that day. Maybe you just go on a walk, do a hair mask. You do a face mask. You do an everything shower where you know what I mean. You shave your legs, you wash your hair, do a body scrub, all of the things. You lather on the lotion, non-toxic, of course. You do, maybe you did some dry brushing before. It's just pamper. Like I want you to think about like your period coming as oh, it's just this beautiful pamper time. You have a wonderful steak dinner or something with red meat. You have these amazing chocolate treats that you've gotten. There's so many amazing chocolate brands out there that are low glycemic that are great to bring in. Maybe you made your own chocolate ice cream. I don't know what you did, but I want you to think about your period as this wonderful, pamper, amazing time, okay? And I want you to pull out your journal again, and I want you to just reflect on where are you in your goals, okay? Where are you in the things that you set for 2025? Your period is a great time already for reflection. So now you look back and you're like, what went well? What didn't go well this month? Where am I hitting my hormone goals? Where do I need some more support? What am I doing really well? Where do I need to ask for help? Okay. It's okay to ask for help. It doesn't mean you're failing, but you need that reflection. You need to literally look through and go, what went well and what didn't go well? Because if we never do that, we have nothing to measure it by. Your period's such a beautiful time to do that. Okay. Find a buddy, find a hormone buddy. You know, do it together with them. Who can make the blood sugar balanced meal? Who can drink all their water today? And then something that I really, really, really think is important is that to reach these goals, you need to have better sleep. And in order to have better sleep, you need to get off your phone at nighttime. I know. Nobody wants to hear that, but it's not a supplement to take. It's not a pill to take. I'm not saying it's easy. I'm saying it's important. The better your circadian rhythm is, the better your sleep is, the better your blood sugar is going to be, the better your energy is going to be the next day and all of the things. Okay. So what I would highly recommend doing is I have an app called Refocus. I just have the free version and I have it set so that it shuts off all my work apps, and which all my work apps are also social media apps, and doesn't at a certain time of night. I have it set for 9 p.m. and then it doesn't open them up until 8 a.m. the next morning. So I find that really helpful. It just locks me out of everything. I'll literally be in the middle of a message and it just goes, psh. It has been blocked by Refocus. I really like it. I think it's worth its weight in gold, even though it's free. It's still worth its weight in gold. So I do really, really, really like that. And I find that really helpful. And then I also, so that's good because it's locked out. I can't open it. I like to read. And so I have my Kindle after those hours. And so I have really ugly red light glasses I put on when I'm reading. So that I'm not getting all of that blue light and I can just get the red light and think about the sunset and going to bed. Those do really help me go to sleep though. I'm telling you, I put those things on and then, you know, 20 minutes to an hour later, I'm out like a light. Okay. So getting off screens is going to be really important. And maybe also while you're getting off screens at nighttime, think about like maybe where we can limit some social media consumption. Maybe it'd be useful. Maybe be useful. Okay. So those are things that I find really, really useful for hitting our goals and being consistent with them. I don't really want to sit here and be like, you should set these goals because I don't know what your current routine is. I don't know what your hormone status is. I don't know what your life status is. Okay. But those are things that I use to help set good goals. And that's what I used to help me stay accountable. And those are things that I use to help me stick to them. And I think that you will also find that really, really useful. So I wanted to share that. If you have anything that you find really useful for sticking to these goals and staying on top of everything, I would love to hear it. I'm always open to hearing and love it when you share your tips. And just remember that you can make 2025 the year you feel amazing, not the year that like you just make it through, right? The year you feel amazing.
And I want that for you. Okay. So cheers to you and an amazing 2025.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of Balancing Hormones Naturally. If you found this helpful, I would love for you to share it with a friend and post it on your stories and tag Balancing Hormones Naturally podcast so we can get this message out. You can find me on Instagram @Leah_BRUEG, and I would absolutely love to hear from you.